This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Free Show.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. Welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:29 and wow, I feel like I'm still kind of on cloud nine after last night. What about you?
Oh my gosh, what a night it was.
I know.
Hit this.
Yes, so we got all of your details coming up and what's trending this morning. But
you were talking about this and not American Idol, right?
Oh, was American Idol on? Is that show still on? I had no idea.
We're on the same page.
I definitely was talking about that. I feel like I have a hockey hangover this morning. I had my adrenaline going. I couldn't sleep last night at all. I did not go to bed until 2 o'clock this morning.
You didn't go to bed until 2 o'clock? You sat up until 2 a.m.?
I laid there in bed until 2 a.m. because I was amped up from the game. I was amped up from some other stuff. I think I had tea too late in the evening, caffeinated tea. I was just laying there staring at the ceiling all night long. My husband got one of those alarm clocks that shoots the time on the ceiling. So I would literally like keep looking over and seeing what the time was, and it was really annoying.
Is that bright? Because we have alarm clock issues in my house where I want an alarm clock that's really, really dim because I don't want it to brighten up the room.
Yeah.
And I'm having a hard time finding one, and so I found one that's kind of dim, but I still have to – it almost like faces the wall, so when I want to look at the time, I have to turn the clock. Because my wife is weird. She doesn't need a clock in the room, and to me, that's very bizarre.
I have one as my backup. Like, I use my phone for my first two alarms, and then my backup is the alarm clock, and it's the same one as my husband has, except I don't turn on my ceiling thing because it's too bright for me. For some reason, it's not as bright when it's on his side of the bed, but I'm the same way. I turn it away from the bed. Otherwise, I'll keep looking
at it.
You keep
obsessing
over
it, huh?
Yeah. Something really weird I noticed this morning coming into to work. As I was leaving my neighborhood, I heard sirens, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I pull up to the first light by my neighborhood, and this fire truck comes screaming through there, sirens, everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I pull over to the side. I just let them go. And then I kind of like go behind him knowing that he's going to like pave
lead the way.
Lead
the way, yep.
So they go all the way through the neighborhoods. The sirens are on. It's loud. And I'm like, wow, where's this fire at? What's going on? And they get onto the 215. And as soon as they got on to the 215, they turned their lights off and they just started driving normal.
Were they speeding or still going the normal speed?
They were going the normal speed.
Yeah, why would they have their sirens going on to the neighborhood to wake everyone up?
It was the weirdest thing. I can't figure out what happened. Like, did they get a call like, never mind? And they're like, oh, well, okay.
But they were leaving your neighborhood with the sirens on?
No, they were in like they weren't in my specific neighborhood, but in that whole area, they were driving through really fast, lights and sirens on.
Maybe because once they hit the 215, they're like, clean sailing at this point in
but
the morning. Traffic's not that bad.
They weren't even going fast. They were going, I passed them after that.
Maybe they do it just to wake people up. Just like, hey, we're up. You're all going to be up.
It's a new day. The Golden Knights won. Trying to get up, everybody.
Yeah. Even though 2:15, they're like, all right, that was enough.
I couldn't figure that out. So, I was thoroughly confused by that. But how are you this morning?
Good. I was kind of the same way. I wasn't up till 2 a.m., but I did stay up a lot later than I normally do on a Sunday night. And I just, same thing, just wired. And it's kind of the same reasons. Just couldn't fall asleep right away last night and still kind of had a loosey-goosey sleep. It wasn't that shut the eyes and solid sleep. It's just very, very loosey and weird dreams, too. It's just, just a lot of factors played into that last night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, like you said, for the same reasons, I was just a mess. So.
Excitement that we walk the dog. It's so funny because, like, you look outside in the neighborhood, and it's like when the hockey game's on, it's like a ghost town. And then the game was over is when we took the dogs out for walks last night, and I felt like everyone was, like, excitement coming out after the game to get out of the house and go for a walk, and everyone's had a chip in their step, and everyone, hey, how's it going? Hey, go Knights, go!
No, so did like everyone say
an
that?
Excitement as, but like I was out back, and at one point I looked in the neighborhood, I'm like, everyone's inside. This is nice. Everyone's inside watching TV. Traffic seemed less, and then when the game was over, it's like, all right, let's all go out, and, you know, kind of enjoy the night before it ends and everything. It was kind of funny seeing that last night.
Oh, man. It was something else. And, yeah, I think it's just really, it's amazing what that team has done for this city and the community. I was wearing my Golden Knights gear on Friday. Everywhere I went, people were like, go Knights, go. And I was like, oh, hi, go Knights, go. Uh-huh, yeah, like, uh-huh. It's just so cool. It's making people talk to people that didn't have a reason to speak to each other before, and I just really enjoy it. It's so fun.
And then at 7 a.m. is when we'll check in with our friends up in San Francisco.
Nick and Kristen,
who are the ones that issued the challenge for the little bet.
We were keeping our mouths shut. We were getting involved.
They started it.
So guess who gets to wear Golden Knights gear through the Bay Area? Well, we'll talk to them at 7 o'clock. But for right now, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Pump Up the Volume by Mars?
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance.
Do you want to hear Two Princes by Spin Doctors?
If you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you...
Or do you want to hear Say You'll Be There by the Spice Girls?
I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring, this I swear,
I'll give you everything.
Those are your choices. Text us, tweet us, vote on Facebook, or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now,
here's what's trending.
And the Vegas Golden Knights will check another box in their expansion season. They're on their way to the Western Conference Final.
Is this real life? Is this really happening, you guys? Golden Knights are trending this morning. They are advancing to the Western Conference Final. They beat the San Jose Sharks in Game 6 last night, 3-0, a shutout. Jonathan Marchessault, Nate Schmidt, and Cody Eakin each scored, and Marc-Andre Fleury made 28 saves for the team. They're going to face the winner of the Winnipeg Jets-Nashville Predators second round series. The Jets right now, they lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is tonight at Winnipeg. So we got to root for the Predators on this one, okay, guys? And I'll tell you what. I don't really care who wins the final, but we just want them to keep playing and get worn out. So the more they play, the better it is for us.
Oh, it's a good point, yeah.
So let's all root for the Predators tonight. Then Game 7, toss up whoever. I don't really care. But let's just get them to keep playing.
But what if it's Nashville? What if they get momentum going on their side, though? What if, like, Nashville wins 2 in a row, and it's like, oh, my gosh, now they got this momentum. Winnipeg wins it tonight. They're like, yeah, we're good. And then they get some time off. It doesn't matter how much time they have off.
Nah.
But what if momentum gets going? Well, I don't know.
I just want them to get worn out. Maybe a couple of them are too injured to play. Not anything terrible.
Will we find out what hotel they're staying at and call their room, like, every hour on the hour to wake them up?
That would be really rude.
Well, you want them tired, like, you know? Torture them that way.
Oh, again? Oh, geez. So that is trending this morning.
It seemed like the first period that Fleury was unstoppable last night, 28 shots.
I know.
But it just felt like there's so many, like, the guy's amazing. I thought it was going to be like 4-0 by the end of the first period. They're so close to scoring. The guy's unstoppable.
I know. It was unbelievable. I don't know how he does it. Did you see that one where he jumped?
I was going to say the jump one, Air Fleury.
Jeez.
He's jumping, and I'm like, why is he jumping? They're saying it's a smart move. Jump so the puck doesn't get reflected and bounced into the net. He's jumping on ice.
I know.
He's like an ice capade.
We know he has a career after this.
Oh, my gosh. Hopping around.
That was really cool. So, obviously, they are big and trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Mother's Day. So, this Sunday is Mother's Day. It feels like it kind of crept up on us. Don't you feel like that?
No, because I'm getting stuff from my mom. So, I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks. But you as a mother, this is your day to celebrate coming up. This is holidays all about you.
I am very much looking forward to it. It's always a lovely day, and I always ask for my standard nap, and I get it, and it's so glorious. I love it so much.
Does that come in a box? Like, the girls wrap up a box, and you open it up, and just a note that says, present this card to us when you want your nap time, and then you present them the nap card, and they all leave the house, but they're all quiet for 2 hours.
They don't give me a nap card. I just say, oh, I'm going to take my nap. No one says anything about it. So that is trending this morning. Oh, well, the reason it's trending is because a lot of people are missing out on the reservation. So experts say there's a couple things you can do to make sure you get those last minute reservations. One, they say be flexible with your timing. There are a lot of early and late dinner reservations that are available right now. We're talking like 5 in the afternoon, 9 o'clock at night. Using OpenTable will really help you out. They say that they have a new redesign, shows you all the nearby restaurants and what time slots they still have available. And then also, they say instead of doing dinner or brunch on Sunday, just do it big on Saturday night and then let her sleep in on Sunday morning, cook her breakfast, and, make it all about her. I kind of like that idea. You don't have to deal with all the crowds either.
Pampering.
Yes.
Just pamper mom.
That's exactly what you need to do. Also trending this morning, Kilauea. Have you seen this volcano? It's just crazy. Hawaiian authorities say that eruptions from the Kilauea volcano are progressing. 31 homes have been destroyed by lava, and the lava flows are extending out further each day from the fissures as a result of seismic activities. So also the sulfur dioxide levels are really high. More than 1,700 people have been evacuated from the neighborhood in the line of the lava flow.
That is scary. Anyone like experience a volcano before? Be in the area when one goes off? I couldn't imagine being in that area right now. Where is family out there?
We were just on the Big Island last summer. And so we went up to the volcano and did the whole tour and went down and we saw actual lava bubbling and stuff.
You did?
Yeah. There's like a place where you can go and you can't get close to it, but you can actually see it. It's not erupting. It's just kind of sitting there bubbling.
And how hot is it? You
fascinating.
Feel the heat?
Oh, you're so far away, but you see the smoke and it's just, it was really, it's so beautiful. I have to tell you, it's just like, you want to touch it cause it looks like it would feel like slime,
yeah.
But it's amazing. And I remember our tour guide and I follow him on Instagram and he's posting some incredible pictures of what's going on in the island. He was saying, you know, it's just, you never know living on Big Island mm-hmm. when something could happen. And here we are like a year later and gosh, who knows what happens.
There are some videos they show. So there was some lava shooting out behind plants and trees. And it does, like you said, it looks majestic. Just the lava shooting up in the air. It's like, oh, that looks so pretty. I just want to reach out and grab it. But you can't even get close to this stuff.
Oh, I know. It's so, gosh, I can't even imagine. So that's trending. We'll keep you up to date. I know a lot of people live here in Las Vegas that are from Hawaii or have family out there. So we'll keep you posted on that. And then Big Mac is trending this morning. A man known for his obsession with McDonald's, Big Mac, has eaten his 30,000th burger. Okay, his name is Don Gorski. He lives in Wisconsin. He now holds the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs consumed. On Friday, he ate his 30,000th. At the same time, or at the same McDonald's location where he first tried the sandwich back in the early 1970s. He says 90% of his diet is probably Big Macs.
He's doing 30,000. It's got to be. And is he keeping track? Does he give a clicker every time he has one?
He keeps like the proof of purchase. Or at one point, when they came in styrofoam boxes.
He had them all.
He had those. But I guess a tornado hit his home at one point. And he said they went flying all over the place. Like
that was a sign from God. McDonald's is delicious. That's a sign of God saying, son, you got to get a life.
Like maybe it's time to switch to something else. But he kept going. And look, he hit that 30,000th mark. He also proposed to his wife in the parking lot of his local McDonald's. I hope at some point they just give him them for free after all of this, because that's pretty impressive to dedicate your life to the Big Mac. And yeah, I don't know health-wise if it's good for you or not. I don't know, but he's now in the world record. So there you go. That's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
739.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock on Monday. It is a beautiful day, isn't it? Aren't you in a good mood?
Yeah, it's a wonderful day. And thank you to everyone that joined us Saturday at Petapalooza. What a Cinco de Mayo it was.
It was very fun. We had a great time seeing so many people and seeing all their pets. And yeah, that was a good time. It got a little warm out there, but boy, it's better than the rain we've seen in years past.
Yeah, it's almost so much fun hanging out with you guys. Thank you to everyone that came up and said hi. And I love it when people come up and say, oh, I check in during the pre-show. And the guy's like, his name might be Frank. I'm like, oh, Frank. And then he gives us his Twitter handle.
And we're like, oh, yeah.
You know, Frankie Panky. I'm like, oh, yeah, Frankie Panky.
Frankie
nice.
Panky.
Good to see you. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was pretty good. On Saturday, I came home. I showered. We went out to dinner. It was nice. Just kind of relaxed. It was a really long day. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And then yesterday, got up early, went and did spin, and just kind of watched the Yankee game and took a little nap, got ready for the Golden Knights game. And that was pretty much it for me. It went by so fast. I feel like, wow, how is it already Monday again? But it was a really good weekend. How about you?
It was good. We tried that Flower Child restaurant on Friday night.
And did you love it?
Yeah, they have locations in Southern California and also Arizona. So we've been to other locations before, but this one in Vegas just opened. And it was awesome dinner on Friday night. And then Petapalooza was so much fun. Was dealing with a little sadness with my wife and our horses. One of her horses got colic, and she ended up having to put down one of her horses on Saturday. And thank you for being understanding. All during Petapalooza, I got my wife, who's dealing with these issues with the one horse, and going through all that events of having to put down a horse is just... So that side, it was this real rough weekend, and she's still kind of in a bad way over the whole thing.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
So that was, she dealt with that Saturday, and then when I left Pet early, actually, to go be with my wife Saturday afternoon. And then we ended up just, she just wanted to get out to the barn and be around the other horses and stuff, so we did that on Saturday night, and I saw my first baby horse.
Oh, really?
A horse that was like 2 weeks old. It was the sweetest thing. I never saw a baby horse before. It was the sweetest thing. Adorable horse, just hanging out. He really liked me.
Oh, that's cool. How do you know he liked you?
He was licking my hand.
Well, did you have food in it?
No.
Oh, okay. You're probably, he's like, wow, you were somewhere where there were animals. Yeah, I smell them all
over
you.
That's a good point. That is a good point. He's smelling everything. He's like, well, this guy smells great.
That's funny.
And then Saturday night, just kind of hung out the house. And then, Sunday, relaxing day, watching hockey last night, and what a game it was.
Yeah, well, if you are wondering about the bet that we have with Nick and Kristen from KOIT in San Francisco, we're wondering about it, too. I've been in touch with the people at the Golden Knights,
yes.
And we have made arrangements to get them some Golden Knights gear. I'm still working on how we're going to get it to them, if they're going to send it directly or if we have to send it. But they have agreed to give us a shirt for each of them, and they have to wear it for 1 week and go all around San Francisco and the Bay Area wearing their Golden Knights gear.
If you guys have ideas and places you want them to see wearing the Golden Knights gear in the San Francisco Bay Area, let us know. Where should they go?
Yeah, we'll give them a little to-do list,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, with sights and sounds. And also, if you want to send them a message, too, their Twitter handle is NKMornings. And it's also the same, I believe, as their Instagram account.
Yes, and so we're going to talk to them this morning, coming up at 7 o'clock. Find out how they're feeling this morning. I tried not to talk smack until I knew it was over. And then I started tweeting them like, oh, hi.
Is it right when they pulled the goalie? Is that when, at what point was the first?
I think there was like 90 seconds left. Uh-huh. And that's what I was like, I feel pretty
confident.
You feel
safe that they're going to get three goals in 90 seconds?
It was because people were like, why aren't you saying anything to them? I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with it yet. And so... Yeah, they're being good sports about this. So.
We needed to discuss, too, what do we do moving forward? Do we wait to see who wins? Is it Nashville or Winnipeg? And then do we reach out to, do we continue this with another morning show in the country or in Canada? Or do we just, we just play it cool and someone wants to start messing with us? Hey, we'll fight back.
I go to the side of being cool because they came at us.
We didn't do
anything. And so I feel like being humble is what will get you further, but... We'll see.
Listen to today's show, what we have for you guys. Tickets to go see Cher this weekend. You need something to do for Mother's Day? We have your tickets to go see Cher. Those tickets at 9:40 and 7:40. This is awesome. We have a drive away for you to go see Taylor Swift at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Twice this morning, both for Heads Up. So 6:20 and 8:20, we have your tickets to go see Taylor Swift at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That's going to be an awesome show. We have a major concert announcement coming up in the 7 o'clock hour dirt. And then as soon as we do that major concert announcement, we have your tickets to that show. We got your tickets to go see Pink. Pink is coming to town May 26th. Those Pink tickets, we'll do those in the 9 o'clock hour. Just be listening for us to play a Pink song in the 9 o'clock hour. And when we do, just be caller 20 and you're going to go see Pink And then guess what is back today?
What?
Mix 94.1's 12K payday is back. Your chance to win $1,000. We do it every hour from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Your first shot at $1,000 is coming up at 7:20. And then coming up next in the dirt, Taylor Swift goes above and beyond for her fans. And surprise news from the set of American Idol.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
That's Ed Sheeran. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. You're going to go see Taylor Swift. We have your tickets coming up in 4 minutes.
Turn up your radio. Okay. Yeah. This is...
It's the Daily Dirt. Mix 94.1.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, her Reputation Tour, it kicks off tomorrow in Glendale, Arizona. And she's kind of set up camp in Glendale to do rehearsals for her tour. Well, check this out. She's making dreams come true. This is so sweet. On Saturday, she invited more than 2,000 foster children and foster parents to her final dress rehearsal. She had a huge pizza party. And at one point, she asked how many people there were attending their first concert. And about half the kids raised their hands.
Aw, that's so sweet.
And also, all the kids got autographed covers of her Reputation of her album. It's so sweet.
I follow her on Instagram, and so she's been posting just like rehearsal stuff and behind the scenes stuff all week, and she's showing like kind of sneak peeks at some of her costumes, and she's just like, I wasn't super excited about the tour, and now as it's getting closer, I'm really bummed it's not here in Vegas.
I know. Have you seen though a concert at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena?
No, I've never. My mother-in-law lives there, so we drive by there all the time.
Well, we have those tickets coming up here in 2 minutes, and whoever wins them, maybe they could stay with your mother-in-law. Hotel accommodations at Mercedes' mother-in-law's?
Nope, not happening. Nope, and no further comment.
Raise your hand if you watched American Idol last night.
Not a hand raised over here.
No hands here in the Mix 94.1 studios. Well, here's a shocker. ABC has renewed American Idol for another season, and everyone is coming back. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, Ryan Seacrest will be back as host. There's no word on salaries because what Katie's getting $25 million this season. And Lionel and Luke are getting like $5 million. So I wonder if there'll be adjustment in salaries.
They should be. I'm really surprised it's coming back.
I know.
I thought just with the ratings that they were pretty much done with it.
The current season will crown the latest winner on May 21st. And last night, I guess they got down to their final, the top five last night. So a lot of people thought that Khloe Kardashian would have left Tristan Thompson after all of his affairs came to light. But he is the father of her new baby, and it looks like she's going to try and make things work because Khloe and Tristan, they were spotted having lunch together in Cleveland on Friday. And then Khloe was at the Cavs-Raptors playoff game on Saturday night, so she's showing public support for the guy.
Well, I mean, I get it. That is the father of your child, and you're going to have some sort of a relationship with him for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. Kris Jenner, she used to smoke Marlboro Reds for years. That was like her go-to cigarette. She was finally able to break the habit 3 years ago, but she's now back on the Reds. She's been photographed smoking again, and they're saying maybe it's the stress of what Tristan brought to the family and the stress with Khloe that she's turned back to the Marlboro Reds once again.
Also, the whole Kanye stuff.
Oh, the Kanye. I forgot about the...
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's
there's a lot
woman.
Going on. They're really ruining your brand, lady.
There's a woman that needs... We need to celebrate Mother's Day for her on Sunday. My gosh.
She needs it. Look what you made me do. This is so cool.
This is great. It's a drive away for you to go see Taylor Swift in her Reputation Tour at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena on Friday, May 18th. Get your tickets right now, plus a gas card from Terrible Herps to help cover the fuel as you drive out there. If you want those tickets, just be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. And if that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
We've got 5 fresh categories for you to pick from today. So you pick your category and your partner. If you get 6 and 60, you will win. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Ooh. Love this game. It's the best.
Oh, we want to send you to see Taylor Swift in concert at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. We also will get you some gas money with a Terrible Herps gift card. You ready to do this?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So you need to pick your category. Do you want to go with refreshing, teacher, slumber party, shell, or take a pick?
Let's go with Slumber Party.
Slumber Party it is. May 9th is National Sleepover Day. So these are things that you would do or things that you would see at a slumber party. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Amy, you get 6 correct, and you're going to go see Taylor Swift. You guys start now.
The girls will hit each other with these. They'll have one of these.
Pillow fight.
Yes. They'll sleep in one of these on the floor.
Sleeping bag.
Yes. This, sometimes you build one of these with the pillows from the couch.
A fort.
Yes. This is what you sleep in. You put on your
PJs, pajamas.
Yes. This is what you sit in and you decide, hey, we're going to watch one of these.
A movie?
Yes. This is what you order to eat. It's round. It comes in a square box. What'd you
pizza.
Say? Yes!
Pizza, pizza, pizza!
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God!
You're going to see Taylor Swift!
Yes! Oh, my God. This is amazing. I am just about to go to work, and now this is part of my Monday off.
So oh, my God. Gosh, this is huge. The driveway to see Taylor Swift and her Reputation tour at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena Friday, May 18th. Plus, Terrible Herps is giving you a gas card to help cover the fuel.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening, Amy. Congratulations. And if you're thinking, oh, man, I missed my chance on these tickets, you actually have another chance today. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up.
Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing.
Mother's Day is Sunday. You're going to take your mom to go see Cher. We've got your tickets coming up 1 hour from now. And at 7:20, what would you do with $1,000? Spend it on mom? Spend it on yourself?
That would be impressive if you got $1,000. Like, wow, just for texting.
I
that's
know.
It? That's
it's
all you had to do?
Very simple. 720, our Mix 94.1 12K payday is back. 720 will give you the first winning code word. It's all coming up.
You know, it's coming off the weekend. My friends did some really cool things this weekend. One of them went to Napa with her mom for her birthday. Another one of my friends went on a first date, and we were at Petapalooza when they were doing like this afternoon date thing, like, and it sounds like straight out of a storybook. I live like vicariously through some of my single friends, and so one of my girlfriends, she's on Match. Is it Match? I can't remember which one. She's on one of them, and so she set up this date with this guy. And so they went on an afternoon date, which I thought was cute because I don't hear about afternoon dates. It was like a lunch and then hanging out outside.
Did they go do a little Cinco de Mayo? So a lot going on?
Yeah.
And then Kentucky Derby maybe too, where they can go somewhere and watch the Derby together?
I think it was Derby related now that you say that.
That's cool though.
But get this. Is there something that someone can do on a first date that really impresses you? I'm not talking about like, oh, name dropping and, oh, I make this much money or whatever. But is there something little that someone did on a first date that you were like, wow, 702-364-9400. So this guy picks her up. They don't meet.
Classy move.
I was on the fence because I said, I don't know. Do you want them knowing where you live on the first date that they're going to come pick you up? Like, I felt like she should have met him on the first date.
No, that's part of the thrill of the first date. I bet you that guy, Saturday morning, you know what he did?
What?
Spent all day Saturday morning cleaning up his car.
Oh, I
hope
so.
That car was spotless when he rolled up to her house. Oh, what a great feeling that is.
Well, that could be a good impression, but that's not the thing I'm talking about. So he picks her up, and I guess they've been talking for a while, so it's not like, hey, I met you yesterday, here, pick me up tomorrow. So they've been corresponding for a while. So he picks her up, and I guess when he went to the door, he knocked on the door, rang the doorbell. She comes to the door, and he's there holding a bunch of flowers, like daisies. I was like, oh, my gosh. And she was like, what is it? What do daisies mean? And I said, I don't know. I think they're more like a starter flower.
Oh.
It's like you're not on the you're not going to the roses yet, but they're you don't like daisies?
No, you just brought back memories for me when you said, what does a flower represent? Because as soon as you said flowers, I'm like, smooth. And then as soon as you said, what does a daisy represent? It's like I was blocking something in my mind.
Oh, no. What happened to you?
The flowers on the first date. So you think this is a good move?
I think that impressed me. And it impressed her. She was like, I have never been, no one has ever brought me flowers on a first date. He showed up with this bouquet full of daisies. And I was just like, I think not only is that adorable, but it's so cute that they were daisies, in my opinion. There's just, I don't know.
Because that's what they had at 7-Eleven, probably?
No, she said it was huge.
The big, oh,
like,
do you really want
huge.
That on a first date? Because you know what? When I was dating, I played the nice guy role, and I would always bring a flower, but you know what? I would bring a rose, and it would be a white rose, because that's friendship, and maybe one day it'll turn to red.
Just one single white rose?
Yes, I would walk up, and I would give the white rose, and you know what? It got me nowhere. It got me nothing.
I think it's because it was a single white rose. That sends a different message.
But it was white, which is friendship. Like, I value our friendship, and who knows where this rose and what color it will blossom into. Or maybe it was yellow.
I feel like
whatever color
one
friendship
rose,
was.
I don't even care what the color is. Just one rose is different. I don't know. There's something
versus
about
a bouquet. So I would have done better if I'd have brought a bouquet of flowers?
Yeah. Because a bouquet of flowers to me seems like, I brought you these so you can put it on your table for a nice centerpiece. Put them in some water. But a single rose is like, here.
No, there's
what am I going to do with this single? I don't know.
You put it in the vase and had baby's breath.
That sounds like prom, dude.
That's why it didn't work, probably. Oh!
What do you think? Does it matter? Or should you just be grateful if you got flowers anyway? A single rose versus a bouquet of, like, daisies or mixed flowers. And what's the one thing someone did on a first date that really did impress you? 702-364-9400. Sasha, what was it for you?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So I met this guy on Match. And it was a Friday night. It was like 100 and hell. I was 10 outside last summer. Super hot. We decided we were going to meet down in downtown Summerlin. I got lost. I was frustrated. I was sweaty. I was just irritated. I get to the bar. He's not even there. So I'm already like, oh, my goodness. I'm already irritated. This guy walks up. He says, I said, you know, it's going to be a 20-minute wait. What do you want to do? He just grabs my hand. He looks at me, and he's like, let's get out of here. And he just calmly took my hand and escorted me around downtown Summerlin. And then we went to Dave & Buster's and had an amazing time. And I've been with him ever since.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get out of here. And then I picture them running with her hair flowing
through downtown. You know what it was? He took charge.
Yeah.
He realized she was stressed out. Sasha was stressed. He took charge and said, let's get out of here, Toots.
That,
got out of there.
That would impress me, too. Let's talk to Manny. Manny. What does someone do that impresses you?
Well, we actually did this for my wife on our very first date. We actually met through work, and she was actually my trainer. So I had the confidence to ask her out on a date. So, of course, I went to her house, and I brought her flowers. But not only did I bring her flowers, I actually brought her mom flowers as well.
Oh
Manny. Smooth operator.
But yeah, and, you know, I mean, you can't just bring one woman flowers, you know. And, you know, it was amazing, you know. It was one of the best nights that I've ever had with her. And we're together now, and we have a 2-year-old daughter together.
What if she had two sisters as well? You bring flowers for the sisters, too?
Right. Yeah, if they have sisters, bring them flowers, too. You know, make them feel special.
Did you do a single flower or a bouquet of flowers?
No, I actually did a bouquet of flowers for my wife, and then I did a vase. With flowers for her mom.
CJC, what do you think about giving the single rose? Like JC.
Yeah, Manny.
Manny, he's
like,
got no words.
Like, oh my gosh.
This is not the bachelor. The bachelor.
I thought that was a smooth
move. Will you accept this rose?
Oh, man. I look back at my dating years. I cringe all the time.
I was like
late teens, early 20s when I was doing this.
I always know that your heart is in the right place when you do things. Just ask me for advice if you need
advice. This is probably before I knew you. If I only knew you then. We've got the hot three coming up. What do we have?
All right. So you could be seeing some self-driving cars around town. We'll tell you about that also. The key, if you want to remember something, just do this. And a new contact lens that could be a little scary for some of your friends. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
Do what it takes. 7 o'clock hour, so much coming up. 7:20, your chance at $1,000. What a way to start your week in the 7 o'clock hour dirt. We have a major concert announcement, plus tickets to that concert. And just after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with our friends regarding a little bet up in the Bay Area, Nick and Kristen.
Yeah, see how they're feeling this morning after the Golden Knights took it to their Sharks and all those nighty night references that they made to us. Well, we're gonna confront them on those this morning.
It's all coming up
right now. This is
the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Pet Wants Henderson. Check them out at petwantshenderson.com.
A tech company is planning to deploy self-driving BMWs through a partnership with Lyft in Las Vegas. Aptiv announced last week that it's going to launch a fleet of 30 autonomous cars that are going to be all around Southern Nevada through Lyft's rideshare app by the end of 2018. The cars are going to be accompanied by operators who will collect data and analyze the vehicle's performance. The exact launch date has not been released yet, but like I said, it's going to happen before the end of this year. So you call your Lyft and it's a driverless car. Are you like, cool, I'm on board, let's do this? Or are you like, can I get someone else, please?
I will pay the fee. You know, when you cancel your ride, it's too late to get charged that little fee.
Yeah.
I will pay the fee and cancel till I get a driver that comes out.
Oh, well, there's a person in the car. They're just not driving it. They're collecting the data. Does that make you feel
any
better?
You're sitting there waiting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Mercedes hops in the car.
Yes. Now tell someone, please.
Okay, yeah. No, thank you.
No.
I don't feel like the technology is there yet. Because we had, I know it wasn't the driverless buses' fault, but don't we have a driverless shuttle bus downtown on the big grandiose reveal day? It got into a car accident.
It was not its fault.
Some truck backed into it.
It was a stupid truck with a human driver. Maybe if it didn't have a human driver, it would have actually not had an accident.
That's the thing, though. By trust technology, I just don't think the cars can react the way a human can react behind a wheel.
Like that truck driver reacted when they hit them?
Maybe the driverless car, if he had a driver, they could have saw the guy, you know, oh, I see a truck. Oh, I see the guy getting in. He's not paying attention. To be a little more cautious instead of having the truck back into you.
So every person that's been in a car accident that was hit, it was their fault because they didn't notice them?
As a good driver, you need to be three steps ahead of you. And a computer can't be three steps ahead of you.
I actually trust a computer more than I trust an actual human driver. I really do. I know it's a little hypocritical of us to tell people to stop talking because that's what we do all day, every day. But according to a new study out of Scotland, if you want to remember things, just stop talking. The researchers found that if you just take in experiences silently and go 10 minutes without saying anything, you'll remember them more vividly and more thoroughly than if you talk through them. So now you know, if you want to remember things, just stop talking.
And just soak it all. That's good. You need to do that. Watch the sunset and just soak it all in.
Don't talk about the sunset.
Just stand out there out back and just look at that gorgeous sunset. Soak it in. Soak in your wife. Soak in your husband.
I think it also falls under that category of when, like, you are trying to find a place and you turn your radio down. Because I just think talking or music or whatever, it takes your attention away from the task at hand. So on that same note, just silence helps you focus more.
That's a great example. Because why do we do that?
I don't know.
You just turn it down?
Yeah, because this music is not allowing me to concentrate as to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't know. I agree with that. That makes sense. All right, finally this morning, many years from now, after the apocalyptic world war and zombies are all over the earth and all that, people are going to look back at this day as the moment that we began turning into futuristic killing machines. Scientists in Scotland just created a contact lens that allows you to shoot laser beams from your eyes. I repeat, shoot laser beams from your eyes. Now, at this point, these aren't exactly ready to turn you into Terminator. They only emit a very low-powered laser light that would be better for, like, scanning a barcode than vaporizing your enemies.
Okay.
But they only work when a different laser is shined at them to power them. But this technology now exists, and the science who made it recognize where it's probably going to go. They even cited, quote, superheroes with lasers in their eyes in their academic report on what they made. So that's going to be, I don't know, is this the first step? It's like, zoom, 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 zoom.
Like Terminator. Didn't Terminator, didn't he scan the eye?
Yeah.
I can shoot arrows out of my left eye.
Ah, jeez.
And tasers out of my right.
Ah! Man, it's Monday. I'm not ready for this.
Wake up. We got to check in with our friends in San Francisco, Nick and Kristen. They do a morning show at 96.5 Koit.
K-O-I-T.
Oh, sorry, K-O-I-T. And they issued a challenge. They issued a bet to us. The challenge, we accepted it. Hey, look who won. We'll check in with Nick and Kristen. Hey, we did. We'll check in with them in exactly 4 minutes. Ed Sheeran, it's Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Our 12K payday is back, and your chance at $1,000 is coming up at 7:20.
And the Vegas Golden Knights will check another box in their expansion season. They're on their way to the Western Conference Final.
Oh, boy. Yes, last night we made it official. A Game 6 victory for our Golden Knights over the San Jose Sharks. They knocked the Sharks out of the playoffs with a 3-0 win. And now we head on over to face the winner of the Winnipeg Jets-Nashville Predators series, which the Jets lead 3-2 going into tonight's Game 6 in Winnipeg. About a week ago, we got a package in the mail from our friends Nick and Kristen. They do a morning show up in the Bay Area. And on the package, it said Nighty Night. I'm like, what is this?
It was a suspicious looking package.
Very suspicious.
Wrapped all weird.
I made you open it because I was afraid.
And it was addressed to both you and I, and they put it in my mailbox, by the way. They're like, it's suspicious. Put it in JC's.
Well, it turned out to be their challenge that they issued. Loser of the series has to wear the opposite team's gear for a week and document it on social media. And we have Nick and Kristen on the phone. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
First of all, I just have to say, you guys are great sports, and I really do love you guys. You're hilarious, and I'm so glad you reached out. But like, I don't know. I feel bad throwing it in their face. You got to feel bad this morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dark gray day in the Bay right now. It's very sad. But, you know, we've said it all along, at least Nick and I have, that if we were going to lose, like, we would rather lose to the Knights. I mean, you guys had an unbelievable series. Manny, you just outskated us. You just outplayed us these last two games especially. Like, you just saw the fire from your players, and we just couldn't compete, I guess, this year.
We are hearing a double turncoat in the process because Nick and Kristen have Vegas ties, and they turned their backs on us to root for San Jose, and now that they're out, they're turning their backs again to come back down towards
no,
us.
No, we're not rooting for you guys.
We welcome
we're
you.
Saying if we're going to lose, I guess we'll lose to you guys.
Man, those Kings, they're coming after you. You guys were having a fight with them on social media over who sucked less against us.
Yeah, at least we won a couple games, Kings. Jeez.
So here we are, guys. You're going to have to don your Golden Knights gear throughout San Francisco and documented on social media. I reached out to the Golden Knights last night, and they have a couple of Golden Knights shirts that are headed your way, but they're not going to be there in time, of course. Can you buy Golden Knights gear up in San Francisco?
I don't know. I'm not with, like, without a hat and sunglasses on, I don't think.
You know, someone said to me over the weekend, they said, how come you're doing a bet with a San Francisco morning show and not a morning show in San Jose? I said, I think all the morning shows in San Jose are embarrassed of the team.
No. You guys weren't serious about the jersey thing, though, right? Like, we're not going to have to actually do this, right?
Wait a second. This was your idea.
Nick.
This was your idea, my friend.
How about the winning team has to wear their jerseys and other than what we have?
Listen to Krista. She's like, come on, Nick. Get with it, buddy. A lot of people don't know. You guys are actually married. How is it doing a morning show with your spouse? Because I don't think I could do that. I think it would be really difficult, mm-hmm.
You know, we get that a lot, and surprisingly, we've just isolated everyone else, so we have to have each other in our lives and no friends.
We've morphed into the same person,
yeah.
And so it makes it really easy to be around each other because it's like you're with the person you love the most, which is yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I'd get so sick of you, JC, if we
didn't know. Oh, my gosh. We're already together pretty much 24/7. We do adore you guys, but for us down here in Vegas, we have much more hockey in front of us.
Yeah.
Much more. Congratulations once again. We love you guys as well. And go Knights, go.
Oh! Hey, could you guys spend the next 30 seconds just saying nice things about the Golden Knights, please?
That was not part of the deal.
We're getting a lot of requests
yes.
here. And so go ahead. Go.
We're losing your connection. I'm hearing you guys.
We're going through a tunnel right now. We'll call you.
All right, guys. We want to see the posts, the shirts. We'll send you our stuff ASAP. But if you have any little amazing Golden Knights stores up there, I'm sure they'll be popping up since you guys are out of the playoffs. Maybe you could grab something to start the bet payoff now. One week of your support. I love it.
Hold on 1 second, guys. We actually, Nick, Kristen, you and I, everyone listening, we all have something in common with the San Jose Sharks.
What?
We'll be watching the Stanley Cup playoffs all from our homes.
Oh, yes, we will. Well, we might actually be at a game.
Oh, yeah, true.
But enjoy that. I hear you guys have a nice television set.
They are very sweet people, Nick
they
and Kristen.
They are nice.
I love them. Coming up at 7:20, your chance at $1,000. And then coming up next in the dirt, we're going to start it off with a huge concert announcement and then give you your tickets to that huge concert. Larry sent a couple of text messages out this morning. Your next text that you send out could get you $1,000. The Mix 94.1 12K payday is back. This hour's winning code word will have it for you in less than 5 minutes.
The Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
I'm going to say the dates, and you're going to say the name of this major concert announcement.
Okay.
It's happening October 27th, MGM Grand Garden Arena, coming to town.
His first major North American concert tour in 12 years.
Ooh.
Phil Collins.
Ah.
You may have heard the commercials earlier this morning, but this is the official announcement coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena, like JC said, on October 27th.
Now, there's all kind of really cool pre-sales and verified fan sales. Just go to our website for all of the information. The official general on-sale ticket is Tuesday morning, May 15th at 10 a.m.
But we're going to have tickets. All week long.
Yeah, let's do some right now. He wants to. Let's kick it off with a bang.
Who wants to see Phil Collins? 702-364-9400. Caller 20 will get to these tickets. His Not Dead Yet tour.
Little fun fact, my first concert ever was the Jackson 5. My second concert, Phil Collins.
Was it really?
Well, my sister wanted to go see him. It was one of these deals where my dad says, all right, if you want to go, we are kids, you've got to, you know, I'm going to go with you as an escort. And my mom couldn't go, so I went with my dad and my sister and her friend to go see Phil Collins.
And how was the show?
It was great.
Was it?
It was awesome.
And he's not dead yet, according to this tour.
He's not dead yet. He's coming to town. We got your tickets right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. Have you had this side effect with your pregnancy? Cardi B says she is dealing with one of the lesser known side effects of pregnancy. Spooky dreams.
Weird dreams, yes.
Really?
Weird dreams. I agree with that 100%.
Cardi B says, okay, so one thing I don't like about pregnancy is these weird, crazy, spooky dreams I be having. I hate them. She says, I wake up in the middle of the night. We're out of my naps. It's the weirdest thing. She has vivid, intimate dreams. Weird dreams, nightmares, good dreams. Everything is so vivid, she says.
Yeah, it's like something, I don't know if it's a chemical that's released because of the baby or what, but I agree with that 100%. The weirdest dreams ever.
Avengers Infinity War made $113 million in its second weekend. That's its number one movie in the country still. It's also crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide, faster than any movie ever. It is on fire. Did you see it yet?
No. We need to go see it. I think I'm seeing spoilers, but I don't know if they're spoilers.
We get stuff sent to us, and on the second round of stuff we got sent to us, if that is true, oh my gosh.
What? Where? What? The stuff we got sent to us?
We get two packets of information sent to us.
Yeah.
The second tier packet has some spoiler information. And if that's true, do you want me to tell you what it is?
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't see it because whenever I see an Avengers story, I forward through it. So.
Oh, because there's now a new meme out based on how things that happen.
Just tell me then.
You want me to tell you off the air?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, hold on.
Why did you tell me that?
You said you wanted the spoiler.
What?
I know. If someone saw, I know someone out there saw the movie. Call us. We'll talk to you off there because if this is true, come on now. Come on.
Why'd you tell me that?
You asked for it.
I didn't think you'd tell me the truth. I hope that's not the truth. That's not the truth, right? You messed with me, right?
I don't know. I do not know.
Oh.
Someone that saw the movie.
I didn't see those spoilers for the record.
You saw something different.
I saw something totally different.
Congratulations, by the way. Side note, Cheryl, she got those tickets to go see Phil Collins.
Nice job, Cheryl. Oh, man.
I know. I am so sorry. Yeah, it's a shocker. Please accept my apologies for what I did to you.
You let me down, down, down.
I thought the spoiler I saw about Avengers, and I will not do it on the air. I promise you this. I will not say it on the air. I thought the spoiler I read about Avengers was kind of a gimmicky spoiler.
Like you didn't think it was for real?
I didn't think it was for real. And that's why I continued to read it, and then that's why I told you off the air. I will not give it away on the air, but someone just called and verified and said, yes, though, that's not a gimmicky spoil. That's the real deal.
That's, I'm kind of in shock, and even though, I still intend to see the movie, and I want to see it sooner than later now. I kind of feel like going into it since I know what's going to happen. That was just quite a spoiler. I'm bummed, but what can you do? You know, sometimes those come out. I like when it's a non-spoken spoiler, like I just said earlier. What's the spoiler, the non-spoiler spoiler? That you can give people right now. 702-364-9400. I said before we play the song, The Greatest Showman is about a showman, and he is really great. There's your non-spoiler spoiler.
Hey, and side note, you saw that movie, what, three times? You've been singing its praises?
I love that movie. I watch it like once a week.
My wife and I needed a feel-good movie on Saturday night, and I said, you know, Mercedes has been singing the praises of Showman. We watched it. Wow, that is a great movie. Thank you.
It was a great movie because it was about a showman that was great, wasn't it?
You know what? There's another, the number three movie in the country right now is a movie called A Quiet Place.
Uh-huh.
I saw it. It's a great movie. It is about a place that's quiet.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why are you spoiling?
So sorry to spoil it, but A Quiet Place is about a place that's very quiet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is your non-spoiler spoiler on a movie? 702-364-9400. We just learned, thanks to JC, that A Quiet Place is about this one place that's really quiet. I spilled the beans to let you know that The Greatest Showman, yeah, it's about this showman, and he is so great. So great. What is it for you? Did you like the music in that movie, by the way?
I did.
Listen, here, I have some of it.
And I want Zac Efron and Zendaya to get married in real life.
Seriously?
I want them to get married in real life.
Oh, when they sing the Rewrite the Star song? Rewrite the stars.
I woke up Sunday morning and Beverly Hills Cop was on. And sorry to spoil this, but it's about a cop in Beverly Hills.
Why are you spoiling these movies?
I am so sorry.
We just got a text here from my daughter, Sophie. She said that the movie Murder on the Orient Express is about someone getting killed on a train.
Sophie!
What?
I was planning on seeing it this weekend.
Why did you spoil that? Danielle, what's your non-spoiler spoiler?
Okay, so there's this movie called The Titanic, and it's about a ship called the Titanic.
Oh, my
gosh. Wait, don't tell me. It doesn't sink at the end, does it?
No.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for that
non-spoiler
spoiler.
I tried to dump out on that, but I couldn't hit the delay button fast enough.
Robert, you have a non-spoiler spoiler?
Yeah, it's called Dirty Dancing. They dance dirty in it.
Oh, Robert. What are you doing to me? Why are you trying to ruin all these movies?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Thank you for your call. On the text line at 21732, the movie Cars is about cars.
Stop it.
What kind of cars? Why?
Is there any reverse non-spoiler where the title says something and you go in, you're like, it's not about cars, it's about something else.
Yeah, it's about boats.
Yes. They just threw a curveball your way.
Like, wait, where are the cars coming in? Or you go and it's like Rick Ocasek is like, hey.
It's the story of the cars.
Wait, I thought it was actual cars, not the cars.
He said it's about a story about men with large Adam's apples.
That thing is, it's, do you have a large Adam's apple?
No, I don't.
Let me see, talk.
Hello. We should play the music from The Greatest Showman on this show because it is such great music.
Oh, wait, we should play that Kayla Settles song.
Let's do it before the show's over.
It's in the system,
oh,
I know, because our boss asked me, like, do you think we
What's
should play this on
the
This Is Me? He's like, do you think we should play this song? And I was like, yes, I think we should play this song. It's so good.
All right, we'll do it coming out of the commercials here. So in 5 minutes, we also have the Hot 3 coming up. What do we have?
Well, the Golden Knights advance in the playoffs with a Game 6 victory. We'll talk about that. Also, should you shower in the morning or at night? This is a big debate that we have on this show, and there's actually a correct answer. We're going to tell you what that is. And something gets stuck in a woman's ear. Takes 9 days to get it out. Wait until you hear what it was. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
The latest news updates happen now. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Marchessault scores!
It was determined that Vegas scored a goal.
He hits it. 3-0 Vegas. And the Vegas Golden Knights will check another box in their expansion season. They're on their way to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, you heard them right. The Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Western Conference Finals after a Game 6 victory over the San Jose Sharks. The Golden Knights, they knocked the Sharks out of the playoffs last night with a 3-0 win. We're going to face the winner of the Winnipeg Jets-Nashville Predators series, which the Jets lead 3-2 going in tonight's Game 6 in Winnipeg.
Hey, Jen. Nice. That gave
nice
me
job,
goosebumps
Producer Jen.
On that one. Wow.
That sounded
that is slick.
Awesome. Like, I just want to listen to it again because it sounded
good.
So good.
We'll end the Hot 3 with it again. We'll end with it because that was good.
Like, I just want that as my ringtone.
That gave me goosebumps.
That
Between
was
Between the Greatest Showman song and into that, oh.
I know.
Oh,
and
fired.
A lot of people are asking who sings the song from The Greatest Showman. It's Kayla Settles. That's her name. And she's amazing. And so, yeah. I came in kind of a bad mood, but I feel like that has turned around.
Yeah, that's mood changing music right there.
That's good stuff. Also this morning, we've talked about this before. You shower morning and night, right?
Yes, and it's mostly because I shower because I like to shower in the morning to wake up, and then I shower at night because I go to the gym in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, apparently I do it at night. I take a shower at night, and there is a correct answer whether you should do it in the morning or at night. You should be showering at night. According to dermatologists, it's better for your skin to shower after you've been sweating all day, and sleep experts say it also fits in better with your body's natural rhythms. So showering at night will actually help you sleep better. And one more thing, according to a new poll, 61% of people say they shower at night versus 39% who shower in the morning. They say if you shower more than once a day, it could be very damaging to your skin. It can make it dry, and it could cause you to age prematurely because you are washing it too much. So be careful with that. Don't go over showering there, buddy.
Well, if you are going to over shower, you need to do your T-zone. It's this. A T. It's actually a J. So this is the capital up top here.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to know that it was a J.
And then you...
Oh, back.
You want, but yeah, T, you're not doing a full thing. You want the J.
I thought you meant...
Yeah.
No, forward.
Oh, wait, what? Like... Oh, no. No, reverse. Like, no, reverse J, I guess.
I didn't want to know.
Circle
that.
Around.
Up and back.
Yeah, up and back.
Okay, thank you. What is that? Woo.
That's a
that's
a symbol.
Like that's a Sagittarius. Like yeah. I think it's a sign for Sagittarius.
I think so.
Or something. All right. Finally, this morning, this is crazy. If you think your Monday is rough, just be glad you're not this lady. A 29-year-old woman named Katie Holly from Melbourne, Florida, had a cockroach crawl into her ear while she was sleeping last month. And she told her entire story to Self Magazine, where they covered it in deep detail. Basically, this cockroach crawled into her ear in the middle of the night, and she could tell immediately something was wrong. So she went to the bathroom. She stuck a Q-tip in there, and when she pulled it out, all that was stuck to it were two cockroach legs. She asked her husband to pull it out with tweezer, but all he got was two more legs.
Oh, okay.
So they rushed her to the ER. I don't know if I should do any more of this. While she waited, she could hear the cockroach scratching and exploring in her ear canal. So the doctor used a shot of lidocaine to numb her ear and kill the roach, which he had to pull out piece by piece. But that wasn't the end. When the numbness subsided, her ear still felt weird. So a week later, she went to her doctor, who looked at her ear and realized the ER doctor had not gotten all of the animal out, the bug out.
Tell me it was dead, though.
It was, but the doctor flushed her ear and pulled out six more pieces of the roach and made her an emergency appointment with an ear, nose, and throat specialist for later that day. Well, the ENT found even more of that roach, and they said that was definitely it. And if this is all true, it took 9 days to get all of this removed from her ear. Once it was over, she and her husband had pest control out to their house immediately to spray.
Yeah, you think?
And she's going to start sleeping with earplugs, which I think I'm going to start sleeping with earplugs after reading that.
Oh.
That is disgusting.
Well, that Hot 3 was brought to you by Pet Wants Henderson. You can check them out at PetWantsHenderson.com. We love them. And coming up, 8 o'clock hour. Oh, where do we start? So 820, your shot at $1,000. Mix 94.1's 12K payday is back. So your shot at $1,000 at 820. Right after that, we have your tickets to go see Taylor Swift in her Reputation tour at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And don't forget, 9 o'clock hour, when we play a Pink song, Be Caller 20, and you get tickets to go see Pink. Let's go. Ready for the Vegas Golden Knights song?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it again.
Right,
one more time.
Marchessault scores!
It was determined that Vegas scored a goal.
He hits it. 3-0 Vegas. And the Vegas Golden Knights will check another box in their expansion season. They're on their way to the Western Conference Finals.
Mix 94.1's 12K payday. It is back, and your chance at $1,000. What a way to start your work week with $1,000 in your pocket. And it's very simple. Just you could be a text message away from $1,000. So we'll have this hour's winning code word at 820. And right after that, your tickets to go see Taylor Swift when she hits the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Big thank you to everyone that joined us Saturday at Petapalooza.
What a fun day. We saw so many of our just great friends of the show, met so many new friends of the show. It was really a fun, fun day. So, yes, thank you, guys. And we got so many animals adopted. The NSPCA had to go back and get more animals.
That's huge. Because
they were adopting so many of them, which is the point. Of Petapalooza.
Yes, absolutely.
So, it was so wonderful.
And we always say this, you got your family to us. And I feel like you feel the same way, that we're family to you. And I think because of that connection we have, we quickly can get into some deep, meaningful conversations with each other very fast when we meet for the first time.
Oh, man. People will share a lot with us. And I am so grateful that you like feel that comfortable to share stuff with us and say things like honest things.
I was talking to this woman and came up, said she loves listening to the show, and she went to the kids question right away. You and Laura are going to have kids.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I don't think we are. It just, you know, kind of our thought process. And besides the fact that I'm getting older and everything.
You're not that old.
She looks at me and she says, she drops some heavy truth to me. She goes, being an older parent is better than not being a parent. Whoa, step back.
Did that strike a chord with you?
Oh, I'm like, wow, okay. Because I start saying, I'm not old, but I'm getting older. And so that thought process goes through your mind. And when she said that, being an older parent is better than not being a parent? Like, whoa. So you're telling me I'm missing out on something here. Okay, I see what you're saying.
A lot of people say that to you. Only you know. And I think you would be an amazing dad. I see how you are as a friend, as a coworker, as a husband. You're just a wonderful person. I have no doubt you would be the best dad. But do you want to be a dad? Don't let people pressure you to do
something. And I would never,
say that you should do it. Only you know.
And I didn't rush home and go, honey,
we got to do this.
We got to do this because being an older parent is better than not being a parent.
Right.
But it was just one of those harsh truths that was laid down on me. And thankfully, Sean McAllister from Fox 5 walked up to the conversation right afterwards. Like, hey, look, it's Sean from Fox 5.
Change the subject.
Hey, Shawnee, how are you?
What do you think? Like, when was the harsh truth landed on you? When did it land on you? 702-364-9400, where someone just laid it all out and they said, look, this is how it is. And you were kind of taken back by it. I don't think it's for everyone.
We don't have to have. It's not that kid debate, and we've talked about
it
before.
I know.
I'm not. It's like I didn't feel the pressure to go have kids, but just the way she phrased it, because I will often use that of, and same with like my wife's age. Is she's not old, but it's just like, oh, we're getting. You know, it gets more difficult for the lady to have a child, to be with child as we get older,
and they're more there's more caution.
Yes,
you usually go to a perinatal specialist. After you're like 35, if you're 35, I think it's 35 that they say, hey, we just want an extra doctor to kind of monitor, take care and make sure that everything is all good. But gosh, like women do it every day. Oh, I saw like the other day some 51-year-old lady had a baby. I'm like, wow, like
whoa.
That's great. You know, good.
51.
If you can do it, you can do it.
When her kid graduates college, she'll be what, close to 70?
Yeah, well.
Or for kids like me, close to 75, she'll be.
okay, that's
you
know a slam. That's
a slam on
me. Your education,
yeah,
not on
me.
Your age.
Not, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was like, wait. Let's talk to Catherine. Catherine wants to make a comment. Hi, Catherine, what do you think?
I think if JC doesn't want to be a parent, don't be a parent. Don't let someone talk you into it, because I let someone talk me into it. And if I could do it over, I would not be a parent. But I do love my daughter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, there's a lot of angles I want to explore on this, Catherine. This is very fascinating. Thank you for calling, because, I appreciate honesty, even if it's not something you agree with. So you regret being a parent now? Like, you still love your daughter, but you regret it? Why do you regret it?
Because I grew up in a big family of 14 brothers and sisters, and I always thought that when I got older, I would never have children, mm-hmm. too many around, because I did my parenting because I was third from the top of 14.
Oh, so you've already raised kids.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone said, well, you got to have a child to carry on, you know, and everything. And I let them talk me into it. And my true feelings was I never wanted to be a parent.
May I ask how old your daughter is now?
32.
Oh, she's in the you're in the clear now, you know?
Yeah.
You're home free. Now you got someone to take care of you. Good for you, Catherine.
That's the one thing I know you worry about, is someone taking care of you.
I got to, seriously, Sophie, Brooklyn, I got to put stock into someone. I got to find a kid and start putting stock into this kid.
Yeah.
I've got my nieces and nephew and maybe another nephew on the way. But we're across the country, so I need to find a local kid.
A local kid.
That I can invest in. So, Sophie, Brooklyn, invest in them. And so when the time comes that I need to help.
They are for sale. They are for sale.
Okay.
They've got college to pay for. Lisa, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Well, I always said I didn't want to have kids, always. And my family knew that. And I was 29. I'm Hispanic, and that's uncalled for. You know, it's like, oh, my God, you're Hispanic. You're 29. You don't want kids. But I work in the ER. And you see a lot of people that come in, especially older people, and they're alone. They don't have nobody to call. And it's like, do you want us to call someone to pick you up? They don't have anybody, and it's really lonely.
Oh,
it's honestly really lonely. And you start feeling bad, and then you start giving them resources where, because they can't take care of themselves anymore.
So did that make you want to have kids then, Lisa?
Yes, honestly, it did, and now I'm on my second child. I'm actually pregnant right now.
Yeah, congratulations, Lisa.
Will you name it Mercedes or JC, please?
Yes, I will name Mercedes.
And then can I invest in the child so I have someone to take care of me?
Congratulations, Lisa. That's amazing. And it's true. You know, you think about that, but again, it's JC. My family will take care of you.
Okay.
You're family to us.
Okay, good.
You are family. Is it all my brothers, sisters, and me, or I've got all my sisters with me?
I've got all my sisters with me, and I'm one of your sisters.
All right, you are my sister. Shazam, sister.
Maybe, like, the fact that you guys are family, but this woman could have said something like, hey, you have too much hair product, but man, you should have kids. Whoa.
Was that going too far? Was that crossing the line?
No, not at all. It was great. We are going 60-plus minutes commercial-free. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In the next 4 minutes, we have your tickets to go see Taylor Swift. We're also going to do that Vegas Golden Knights song again coming up here in 4 minutes.
Oh, man. Does that song just get you pumped up? It gets me pumped up.
You don't need coffee this morning once you hear the song we have for you guys in 4 minutes. And right now, here's your chance to win $1,000.
It's Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. Here's this hour's keyword.
This hour's keyword is eat. What are you going to do for breakfast? I'm going to eat. E-A-T. Text the word eat to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance at $1,000.
That's the word.
Eat. Eat.
Eat.
Eat.
The number again is 72881. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit our website, mix941.fm.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
3 minutes till those Taylor Swift tickets. And speaking of Taylor Swift, so her Reputation tour kicks off tomorrow in Glendale, Arizona. And she's kind of set up camp in Glendale to do rehearsals for her tour. Well, she's making dreams come true. This is so sweet. On Saturday, she invited more than 2,000 foster children and foster parents to her final dress rehearsal. She also gave them all pizza. It was a big pizza party. She signed... gave everyone autographed covers of her Reputation album. And at one point, she asked how many people were attending their first concert. And about half the kids raised their hands.
That's so sweet. I like when she does stuff like that for the fans. It means so much. And some people think, oh, it's all just for show. Who cares? Those kids are happy.
Oh, yeah.
They're walking away with an experience they never would have had. So that's awesome.
Number one movie this weekend was Avengers Infinity War. I accidentally... spoil the entire ending of the movie to Mercedes.
Well, I mean, in your defense, I asked for... I wanted to confirm my spoilers, and you not only confirmed, but you added more spoilers.
Yes, and
so
I wasn't sure.
I was just like, that I didn't want to know all that, but wow, okay.
And we did it off the air. Didn't spoil anything on the air. It was something that I read this morning.
I still want to see it, but I'm really upset. Wow.
We now know a little bit more about Meghan Markle's her wedding dress. So insiders say she will be wearing two dresses. We brought that up before. Both by British designer Ralph and Russo. Now, the total cost for the dresses, $135,000.
For both of them?
Well, I thought it said one dress, but she has two dresses. I'm assuming that's for both dresses. But that cost of $135,000... will be covered by Prince Harry and his family.
Oh, good. Good. Well, yeah, I hope so.
They're saying that a billion people around the world are going to watch this wedding on May 19th. If you're Ralph and Russo, don't you donate the dresses? Because your wedding dress is going to be seen. You can't put a price tag on that.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that it's... But maybe they're not allowed to accept gifts like that.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's part of being in the royal family. I'm not sure.
600 guests will be attending the wedding. And they say that the royal children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Mia Tyndall, is that one of the kids? Mia?
I don't know who Mia is.
They're all believed to be among the bridesmaids, flower girls, and page boys at the ceremony. What would be a page boy at a wedding?
Mia Tyndall is a Prince George's cousin.
Old Mia. They all got to work the old cousin in.
Yeah.
You got to put cousin Mia in. But mom, I'm not close to cousin Mia. Well, you know, your aunt would want that.
Well, did you see that little picture of Charlotte kissing her little baby brother?
No.
Oh, it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
I heard that Oprah has got an exclusive sit down with Meghan Markle's mom. Meghan Markle's mom was at Oprah's house for like 6+ hours, like last week or over the weekend. And they're saying that Oprah did a sit down with Meghan Markle's mom for a big Oprah special that's coming before the big day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just got an email or a text from one of my friends who I'll just say is connected.
Okay.
And she says, yes, the royal family cannot accept gifts. And my response was, oh, wow. Are you going to the wedding? Because this is how connected this person is. I think that she may possibly be going to the wedding. She's not responded to
me. Oh, come on.
I know. I'm waiting.
Connected in what way? Like, she knows people?
She may be in the fashion world, so she would know about...
Do I know? Is it...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This person's awesome.
I know.
I think you're awesome, this person.
She thinks you're awesome, too.
Oh,
we've
good.
Had conversations
oh, good,
about
good.
You before.
Let's talk about Adele. She just turned 30 on Saturday, and she had a Titanic-themed birthday party. She was dressed like Rose from the Titanic. She was.
Aw, that's sweet.
Adele was 9, by the way, when Titanic, the movie, came out.
Wow. My person is not going to the royal wedding.
Oh, is your person having a royal wedding viewing party? Because that could be fun. Starts early at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, but...
Person, can we just invite ourselves over to your home for a royal wedding viewing party?
Let's do this. We have your tickets right now to go see Taylor Swift at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And this is a driveway to go see Taylor Swift. Terrible Herbst, they'll be giving you a gas card to help cover the gas expenses when you head out to Pasadena. And that's an easy drive. Friday, May 18th, you want the tickets, just be caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400. And if that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
Okay, we have 5 fresh categories since it's Monday. So you guys get to pick your category. You also get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 and 60, you will win. Who's ready to play? Heads Up. Caller 20 is in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
You're in for Heads Up.
Ow. Oh, good.
Yeah,
all
baby.
All right, let's do this. We want to send you on a little drive away to see Taylor Swift in concert in Pasadena. We need you to pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Sweet Tooth, Mother, Pool Party, It's a Celebration, or Capes or No Capes?
Pool Party.
Pool party. All right. These are things that are associated with pool parties. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
All right.
All right, you guys. 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see Taylor Swift. You guys start now.
You put this on so you don't get a burn.
Sunscreen.
Yes. Sometimes little kids will wear these on their arms so they don't drip. Yes. You put these on your face to keep the...
Sunglasses.
Yes. This is what you dry off with when you get out of the pool.
A towel.
Yes. This is what you wear into the pool.
A swimsuit, bathing suit.
Yes. This is a toy you use in the pool and you kind of float on it.
A floaty, a raft.
It's also a term for pasta.
The
noodle. Yeah, a noodle, right?
Noodle,
yeah!
That's correct.
We got it. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
That's
1.
6.
Okay, that's
yeah,
6. Oh, my gosh, you're in. Congratulations, Danielle.
Oh, my God, my daughter's going to be excited.
Oh, is she there with... Well, she's obviously not there with you because she'd be screaming
no,
in the background.
Cool.
Oh, Danielle, you're all set with tickets to go see Taylor Swift, her Reputation tour at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Plus, Terrible Herbst is going to give you a gas card so your gas is covered when you drive out to Pasadena.
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, she's going to be so excited.
Danielle, I think you need to turn around and go back to school and pull her out of school and tell her what she's doing.
I'm shaking. I had to pull over. I'm shaking so bad.
Oh, hey, Danielle, will you videotape you telling your daughter that you won the tickets from us?
Yes, I will.
And send it to us. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Okay, Danielle, stay calm and stay on the side of the road while we get your information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle. If you're really wanting to win these tickets, you still have more chances. We're going to be giving them away all week long. So your next chance to win passes is coming up tomorrow morning in the early edition of Heads Up.
60-plus minutes commercial-free. We've got you guys dialed in. 9 o'clock hour as well. 9:20, your chance at $1,000. And don't forget, 9 o'clock hour, when you hear a Pink song, be caller 20, and you're going to go see Pink.
This just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Pet Wants Henderson. You can check them out at PetWantsHenderson.com.
Okay, so it's going to be a choose-your-own-adventure Hot 3.
Ooh, okay.
So you get to choose the stories. Now, story number one, do you want to hear about Mother's Day, or do you want to hear about what company will not be drug testing for marijuana in town?
In town?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a buddy. Let's do the marijuana one.
Okay.
And Mother's Day is Sunday. Everyone get ready. Come on. We love our moms.
Caesars Entertainment says it will no longer test potential employees for marijuana. The move is part of a trend among employers nationwide. Companies say they're having a hard time hiring people who don't test positive for the drug.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so recreational marijuana, it's legal in 9 states, so they say they will not be testing. What are your thoughts on that? A lot of people are completely capable of doing their job and still doing that, whether it be recreationally, medicinally. You can't.
I think it's fine. I think it's totally fine. But the same guidelines as drinking. I think there's nothing wrong with having a couple glasses of wine. If you want to smoke a doobie or two, so be it. But listen, don't come to work high. Don't come to work hungover or because of the smoking, the marijuana. Same rules apply as drinking. Your lunch break. How does this work? Like, don't some people still, like, they got a big business deal? They have, like, maybe a glass of wine to close a deal or something?
Kind of, like,
at
relax.
Work? Yeah, does that mean you could smoke? Could you smoke? How does that work?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could. If you are still a fully functioning, capable human being who gets their job done, like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm not the hire or the firer.
What's CBD when it comes to marijuana?
I don't know. I'm not well versed in that world.
Well, I was at a restaurant, and they sell it's a takeout. What's a restaurant? You sit or takeout. And you've been to this one before, and they sell the kombucha, which I love.
Okay.
And I was going to grab a kombucha, but it has a big marijuana leaf on it, and it says contains the CBD. And I'm like, I don't want the marijuana stuff, so I didn't buy it. But I was wondering what it is, and this place sells it as a drink, and it's not a dispensary. Can they sell that?
It is cannabidiol, and it gives you the therapeutic effects that marijuana offers, with zero toxicity to humans.
Okay, so you get like a high, or you get like you feel
no,
good.
No, it gives you the benefits of the medicinal benefits,
okay.
But I don't think you get high
okay.
from it.
Okay,
yeah. So that's interesting. You know, I wonder if a lot of other people are going to follow suit. And say, yeah, we're not going to test either. Because imagine you're finding all these great candidates, but they all test positive. And you're like, what do we do? Okay, story number two. The cities that love facial hair more than anywhere else, or why you should use two spaces after a period, not one.
Oh, both good. But I think with so many people with their hockey beards right now and playoff beards, let's go facial hairs.
Okay. So a new study found the most facial friendly cities in America based on things like searches about beards, positive comments about them on social media, and it's your home city, Philadelphia, the number one city that loves facial hair more than anywhere else in the entire world.
Nice.
Yeah, or in the entire country, rather. Chicago was number two, Atlanta was number three, D.C. was number four, and San Francisco was number five. Now, Las Vegas, we came in at number 29, so we're towards the end, but I have to say, I told my husband this last night, I think I like his facial hair now.
It looks good because he got past the awkward stage.
Yeah,
and now it's just very
it's
manly. Uh-huh.
I like it. And now I kind of don't want him to shave it.
Well, he can't.
But, well, he's not going to do it until after we win the Stanley Cup. But I don't want him to at all. I said, just trim it a little, keep it. And he doesn't want to do it.
He might get, he might change his mind. If it looks good, he's getting compliments.
Yeah. Amanda, you want to go back to our first story about the CBD. What's up?
Yeah. I just wanted to basically let people know what it is.
Okay.
It is actually completely non-psychoactive, so it does not get you high, quote unquote, in any way, shape, or form. It's the medicinal side to the marijuana plant. But it also, if you're too high, you can actually use CBD to not get so high.
so to like bring you down?
Exactly. It's used for a lot of medicinal products, but oftentimes when somebody eats too many edibles or something like that, mm-hmm. a little CBD is the way to go.
Okay. Oh, now you know, JC. Those edibles get you every time.
Again.
I had a brownie on the desk that I saved the other day, and you took it off my desk and ate it.
I did.
I was so upset.
Because it was vegan, gluten-free. You kidding me? I'm like, how?
The flower child. They sent over
great
a big thing of food, and it was really nice of them. And so I was like, JC, do you want all this? You eat it. You're the vegan one. I'm like, but this brownie, I'm going to
keep. Oh, I didn't hear you call this the brownie.
So I put it on my desk. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep the brownie. So I came in the next day. I'm like, where's the brownie go? I'm like, so did you eat that stuff? You're like, yeah, I ate the brownie. I was like, oh, man.
Just so you know, the Flower Child, they sent a big, I was at the restaurant on Friday and I had two brownies
was
on Friday
delicious?
Night.
Delicious.
They sent over a care package, a beautiful care package. Just so you know, the only thing that was on your desk was the brownie. I don't know where the rest of that care package went.
It's in the fridge for you.
Where? The big fridge?
No, the little fridge.
No, like the basket, there was a flower.
I don't know where the flowers
are. Tell me, other stuff walked from that office. The brownie went in my stomach.
The bucket, I think, is in our office, too. Mm-mm. It is.
Someone stole it.
I saw it in there.
Oh, okay.
Finally this morning. Do we have time for the last story?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Amanda, by the way. That was that's good to know. I think a lot of people are probably wondering what it is. All right. Do you want to hear about a 96-year-old who just got his diploma? Or a woman who tried to heat up pee in a 7-Eleven microwave.
Oh, let's go with 7-Eleven.
Okay. This is one of those moments that has to make someone reevaluate what their life has become. Because there's a 26-year-old woman named Angelique Sanchez from Aurora, Colorado. And she was trying to get a job at a health clinic last week. Well, there seems to be a flowing theme to this hot three. She needed to take a drug test for the job. And apparently, Angelique knew she would fail. So, she got herself her hands on someone else's pee, but she knew it had to be warm or the testers would know she smuggled it in. So she took it to a 7-Eleven before her test to heat it up in the microwave, and it exploded.
No.
Yeah. So Angelique left, and the 7-Eleven clerk found a bunch of the liquid dripping from the microwave. He realized what it was, called the cops. They tracked Angelique down at her job interview down the street. She's facing one count of damaging property. And spoiler alert, now that the health clinic knows about the story, she's probably not going to be getting the job.
Did they clean out the microwave? Did they throw out the microwave?
I'm sure the microwave is gone. It's history.
9 o'clock hour, 9:20. Your shot at $1,000. Mix 94.1's 12K payday is back. Also 9 o'clock hour, 9:40. Your tickets to go see Cher. And wow. When we play a pink, there's so much going on for you guys. When we play a pink song, you want to be caller 20. And if that's you, you're going to go see Pink.
Yeah, make sure you're listening for that, her show. Oh, it's going to be so awesome. You don't get it because you're a guy. I'm trying to explain it. And maybe women will understand what I'm talking about. And I have yet to ask Jen or Jocelyn this, so maybe they can help us out here. But we were talking about Petapalooza this weekend. And by the way, thank you to everyone who came out. It was such a great time. I had so much fun talking to everyone, and just the animals were so adorable. So while we're out there at Sunset Park, we're in a park, so obviously we're going to need to relieve ourselves at some point, and they bring out porta potties for the event.
For us, not for the pets.
They
have free range,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right. But there's some set up backstage where we are, and so I went to use a porta potty, and then I came out, and I was talking to someone. They were getting ready to go. They said, are they clean? And I said, yeah, they are clean. And the best part about the porta potties that they have is that they have the hover bar. And she's like, well, the what? I'm like, the hover bar. Don't you know what that is? And you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, because when they had the men and women's urinal porta potties. So I went to the one that said men's. I think they're both the same. But when I go into the men's one, they in essence have like the urinal part of it where it's like kind of You don't have to sit down or do anything. You're just standing up. There's no hovering for me.
Yeah, so you guys don't hover
no.
unless it's like an emergency. Yeah. But what I'm talking about is, so on the inside door of the porta potty, there's this bar that's like diagonal.
Oh, I know the bar you're talking about.
It's just a random diagonal bar, right? No, it's not random. I always thought that was the hover bar. So I'm explaining to our coworker about this hover bar. And she's like, that's not because you're supposed to hold on with both hands and hover. So you don't sit. And she's like, that's just to open the door.
Isn't it part of the door? Part of the door, part of the suspension that opens in. So when you kick the door open, it shuts. Isn't that like a spring loaded door?
I don't know. See that bar? That's the hover bar. It's for hovering.
Is it part of the door? It's like part of, it's not, is it, it's designed for you to hold on to that thing? Well, that's kind of twofold. Because if you don't lock it, if you get to lock it and you're hovering, no one can open the door because you're pulling back on it.
Yes, exactly.
So you hold on to that thing like
with two hands.
Like you're wakeboarding?
Well, it's not wakeboarding because they're not next to each other. Your hands are at an angle because the bar is diagonal.
And that's almost like 2 feet from the door to the toilet.
No,
you're
it's
able
not.
To stretch out that far. Mercedes, that is so far out.
It's true.
Don't you need one hand to guide?
What is wrong with this floor?
Is it like a bomb went off in the studio?
Oh my dirty. Gosh! Who is eating and dropping all their food on the floor?
This Look
is
at
disgusting.
This side.
Ew! I just looked down on the floor when I was hovering. Sorry. Nobody uses that as a hover bar. Everyone's like, we don't know what you're talking about. 702-364-9400. Lisa, do you use that bar as a hover bar?
I am a mom of 3 soccer kids. I absolutely know what the hover bar is, and it is a blessing.
That is the best porta potty when you have one of those. That way you can pull all the way out, extend yourself, and then
absolutely.
Not touch a thing.
How dirty, if that is the case, how dirty is that hover bar then?
How dirty is the seat?
Yeah, true. The seat's kind of dirty.
Yeah, I'd rather get it on my hands and then be able to go wash my hands afterwards and then sit on that. You don't use a hover bar, huh?
No. I've never been in that situation, but I would like to get us a porta potty and have you do a tutorial on how it works. I think it's too far from the toilet to the actual seat. And I do have a question for you regarding Petapalooza, because you and I went and got lunch. We decided to eat backstage, and we're eating right next to the porta potties, and I had to use one. You couldn't hear me, could you?
I could hear you.
Oh, you could. Oh, no.
And I just... You need to drink more water, JC. And maybe it's time for a prostate exam.
The starting and stopping is...
It just was too much. It was like... like you were on the freeway at 5 o'clock, like...
Start, stop. I didn't think you could hear me.
Hey! So awkward. Oh.
Cause your
mama raised you
better than that. Bless you.
Thank you.
Right now. Here's what's trending.
Marchessault scores!
It was determined that Vegas scored a goal.
He hits it. 3-0 Vegas. And the Vegas Golden Knights will check another box. In their expansion season, they're on their way to the Western Conference Finals.
That's right. Golden Knights are trending this morning because, yes, they go on to the next one. They beat San Jose in Game 6 last night, 3-0. Jonathan Marchessault, Nate Schmidt, and Cody Eakin each scored. And Marc-Andre Fleury, he made 28 saves for the team. So they're going to face the winner of the Winnipeg Jets, Nashville Predators. Second round series. The Jets lead the series right now 3-2. Game 6 is tonight at Winnipeg.
We spoke to Nick and Kristen, who do a morning show up in San Francisco. We had that friendly bet going with them, which they started, by the way. They started the war. We won the war today, and Mercedes was in touch with the Golden Knights last night, and she's got some Golden Knights shirts and apparel that we're sending up overnighting to them because they have to tour the San Francisco, and I think San Jose, they think they need to do the drive to San Jose.
Yeah.
You know, great, you're in San Francisco, but they need to go to San Jose and pose around town wearing the Vegas gear.
Showing their support for our boys who did it last night, and so much for their nighty-night to the Sharks, more like it, so sorry about that.
Do you think you could make an empty net goal from half court or half ice, center ice?
Yes, I do.
You think you could?
I think I could. Do you think you could?
I don't know. I think I'd miss.
Really?
Think you would? I don't know. I just don't think I have the right aim and the right velocity and right amount of speed. Or I hit it too hard and it would curve to the left or curve to the right.
We should do. We should see if they'll give us a lesson. Like they had a thing for women, the Golden Knights, like intro women to ice hockey thing when the season first started, and they invited me, but it was like on a day I couldn't do it. So I don't know if they'll do that again. But if they do, I'll get all suited up.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I'll let the players shoot goals at me.
Oh my gosh. So Fleury stopped, what, 28, 29 shots last night?
Yeah.
And he was also Air Fleury jumping around on the ice, dodging pucks and everything. If I took 28 shots on you in goal, how many do you think would get by?
Zero, because I have a strategy. It's my own patented move that I have determined. If I have ever a goaltender when it comes to hockey, I have a patented move ready. Do you want to know what it's called?
Lay across the ice?
No, it's called the Cyclone.
You'd just be constantly like...
Nope. I'll show you.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay. So, I'm in the goal, and I've got all my stuff on. So I'm standing like this.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take off my headphones.
Go ahead.
So I'm standing like this, and then it comes to me, and I go.
You'd spin. Okay, you'd fall over.
And then
you'd spin, like you twirl like Dorothy Hamill on the ice, like Tanya Harding
exactly.
on the ice.
Exactly. It's like a spin in figure skating, but in the meantime, I got my stick, and it's slapping away everything, and I'm moving too fast. It's throwing them off. So no one would be able to get anything past me.
It's a great technique, but I have a feeling, though, you're doing your spin. I take a shot. Oh!
Nope, it wouldn't happen. It's just impossible. The laws of physics are against you because my movement would also create wind.
You would get
and
dizzy.
And so the puck would come, and it would be, and it would be blown out.
What was it? Was it on? Was it Friday's? What was the game before? Friday night. When Fleury got angry at the other player, she kind of like pushed him out. He had this little push of the player.
Oh, yeah. Pushes him. Did you see the one player, I forget who it was, who some guy started on the other team, started something, and he went up behind him, and then he took his helmet and like pushed it over his face? You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, I'm finding that video. It was so funny. Or if anyone has that, will you send it to me? That was the best.
Who was the guy that was on Boston that his gimmick is he goes up and licks players in the face?
Have you seen that? Yeah.
He'll go up and I licked the microphone. Oh, I'm going to be sick. Oh, I just licked the mic. Oh, gosh. But he does it. He goes up, he licks a player's face.
That's gross, but you just licked the microphone.
I literally just licked the microphone.
You basically just French kissed Heather,
mm-hmm.
Sean,
yep.
Angie.
Yes.
The part-timers.
You know, hired a couple new people.
Yeah. So how's that feel?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
No, yeah.
I do wipe it down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Will you lick yours just so I feel better?
No way. And I'm the only one who talks on this one that I know of. Although you sent me a picture and there was some new person here that had their whole lunch spread out here.
I don't mean to be mean or anything, but we finished the show and I'm in a studio behind our main studio and I'm looking in and I think Jessica was on the air and there's someone in here with her. And I mean, she had a computer set up. She had lunch. She had drinks. And I'm like... Is this the break room or the studios? Because you can't be, if you get food or you spill a drink on the equipment, we get in trouble. But man, this girl had a spread of food. I had no idea who she was.
Well, the best part is JC sends me the red angry face in just a picture. I was like, thanks,
because
man. I know you got my back.
I do. I mean,
if there's any doubt on who has my back in this world, I never doubt that you've got my back.
To me, the studio, that's like a set on a TV show or something. You know, it needs to be clean and neat and stuff. You wouldn't see, you know, someone... walk out and sit behind Jimmy Fallon's desk and be having lunch. That wouldn't happen.
Oh my gosh. That would...
Could you imagine that? Jimmy Fallon's walking by. He's like, oh great, there's some person just having lunch on my desk. Fantastic.
I really appreciate you putting me to the status of Jimmy Fallon. That's not the case. I really appreciate that.
I did the same picture. I sent it to our boss. I said, is this the Mix 94.1 break room or the studios?
Did he do anything?
Yeah, I saw he called.
Yeah,
I don't know if he said something, but I saw the phone was ringing right afterwards.
He's probably like, keep doing what you're doing. All right, that's all I've got right now.
That's Portugal the Man, who will be on with James Corden tonight.
Oh, who will?
Portugal the Man.
It's not a man, though. You know it's a group, right?
It's Portugal the Man.
but it's not a man named Portugal. It's
no, that I'm aware. Listen, I thought The Weeknd was a band, but I know that Portugal, the man, will be on with Jimmy.
The man.
Portugal, the man, is the name of the band.
Right.
Will be on with James Corden tonight.
Who is a man.
Who is a man.
Yes. That's all I'm trying to say.
James Corden, the man. We'll have Portugal, the man.
Portugal, the man, the band.
The band.
All
and
right.
It's like Portugal, period, the man.
Right.
Yes.
But it's the band. It's a band, not the man. Okay.
And it's a female singer, right?
There is a female singer in Portugal, the man.
It's crazy.
I know. The times we live in, people. The times we live in. That's it for us. It's 9:57. Thank you guys for checking out the show. As always, you can catch up on everything you may have missed on our Facebook, Twitter,
yep.
Instagram, and, of course, the podcast. It's on iTunes, and it's free, so check it out. Right now, it's time for the line of the day.
Well, I'm gonna close out with the line of the day, so okay. We're wrapping up here, show number 739, and if you love the Golden Knights, this is the perfect way to end the show. Show number 739 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Golden Knights will check another box in their expansion season. They're on their way to the Western Conference Finals.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.